Around 200 firefighters are still tackling the fast-moving fires, another 150 on their way. Jim Cross is a reporter for KTAR Radio. Jim, I understand you're just a mile away from the site of the fires in Yarnell. What can you tell us about, well, how severe they are and the shock of these deaths?
It's absolutely stunning, the amount of deaths. It's one of the deadliest wildfires in American history. 19 dead, 18 of those were members of an elite hotshot crew, especially is fighting these wildfires. It has destroyed at least 250 homes and businesses in the community, a very small community of Yarnell. It's about 500 homes total, but it's just an amazing amount of shock here in the state of Arizona tonight.
You call them a hotshot team. What is their role? I mean, it's clearly exceptionally risky.
A very risky job. They are the best of the best for what they do. It's one of the most dangerous jobs, fighting a fire. They're, in many cases, the front line of fighting fires. And, you know, they're highly trained, most young, a lot of college kids. It's inexplicable right now how, 19 people died. Mm-hmm. And the fire is about 2,000 acres, and this fire started Friday, and it was a very small fire until today, and we had thunderstorms in the area that blew the fire up, and it took off and exploded to more than 2,000 acres.
And just tell us the role in particular of these firefighters, because there are many firefighters fighting this fire, but yeah. these guys have to go presumably closer. They'll have special equipment, but clearly something's gone very wrong here. Are the questions being asked about why they were exposed at this stage?
The questions are being asked. It will be weeks or months before the investigation is completed into this. These are long processes to wrap up investigations. The questions a lot of people will have is that all 19, we're hearing, deployed their fire shelters, which are made to protect firefighters, if they get into these situations, get head to head with the fire. And for some reason, and we're not sure what happened, these shoulders did not save their lives. Mm-hmm.